days back, is that for Gimel? And let's do just review once again the Tanur Rabbanan on other days. Tanur Rabbanan Shaimar and Miskacha, Shaimar and Miskacha, Arezo Lotina say the Imni say the Lotetse, Vishaimar and Miskacha, Vishaimar and Miskacha, Arezo Lotina say the Imni say Tetse. So what would be the Nafkamina between the two cases? Mishnah Reish and Mishnah Sefer. Why is it that when it comes to the Kakosha Sa'edim about whether she was married, we say that she is not Yotze? It comes to Kakosha whether she was Nidgar Shah, there we say that she is Yotze. Now Tosa says, I mean, isn't the difference obvious? I mean, there's no comparison. The first one is talking about where she had a Cheskes Pnuya, and you're trying to change the Cheskes Pnuya to saying she was Nizkacha. The second one, we're talking about that she was married. Now you're trying to change the marriage state into the Nizgarsha, which of course you have question. You can't change it. So Tosis says that the Gemara is taking into consideration that despite the fact that obviously is different, we're not asking what's the difference, but we know that a case of Hakhasha, even in cases of a Chazoka, creates the situation of a Sveika Derabbanan that we know from all over. So therefore, given that that's true, we're not going to treat it any differently because it's even in place of a Chazoka. So we want to know, given that that's true, what would be the nafkamina between the two cases? So we're taking a lot into consideration already before we even asked our question. Now, Abaya does the same thing that he did yesterday. Abaya yesterday in Rabbi Yochanan, he said, you know, we're really talking about an Eidech. We're not talking about two Eidech. So here too, he says, well, look, why don't we say it's talking about an Eidech? Where Eidech Adom Er Nitkatsha, Eidech Adom Er Lo Nitkatsha. Therefore, we have two witnesses that are saying that she was a Pnuya. We only have one witness that says that that Pnuya status changed. The name Dvarav Shelachad V'makam Shnayim, which is fine. On the other hand, where the Eidech Adom Er Nitgarsha, we did all this yesterday, Eidech Adom Er Lo Nitgarsha, over there, both of them are talking about Eresha Tanish, and we only have one of them who says that the situation has changed with the get, so we have only one against two. Again, an Eidvar of Shabbat B'Mokim Shayim. That's what we learned yesterday. Now, we would expect that if we have Rav Ashi, he would have been the same thing, because we had changed yesterday the gears of Rav Ashi to Rav Ashi, and I thought you were going to see a little bit more about this later. Remember that Rav Ashi's Chiddush, Rav Ashi's Chiddush, according to the way many changed it, is that we're talking over there where the Adam said it just happened. That was the difference between mate and Nidgaresh. It just happened. Mate, you can't be Mavaram. If they say that his ship went down, that's not going to help you much to be Mavaram or anything. If you say, however, that there was a Garish, so you can ask, what about the get? Where's the get? It just happened. The question, therefore, is why does he not do the same thing now? Ashi should say the same thing. And say what we're talking about is it happened right away. So there's a number of different approaches. Some indeed insist that the previous Bandyama was Rav Ashi and not Rav Ashi, and that the Girs is correct, and that he didn't hold of the nafkamina between being able to bring a Raya. Others learned that there isn't any serious difference between saying immediately when it comes to Gershon and when it comes to Kedushin. Because when it comes to Kedushin as well, there need to be any Kedushin. If it just happened right now, you could say, like, well, I mean, if it just happened, where are the Adam? Show us something. If it happened yesterday already, it's saying, you said the Adam left. You're saying you're just coming out from a Kedushin. So back it up. So in other words, there's no nafkamina between the Gershon and the Kedushin, so we're not offered that possibility. Rav Ashi, there's yet another shot between the Rishonim. According to Rav Ashi, actually, it's a pshat by the Marshal, which is the simplest pshat at all, if you accept it, that Rav Ashi had a Kabbalah that the Braita has stated is backwards. And therefore, he doesn't say what he said before, because if it's Epoch, so then it's not going to help us very much, okay, if that's the truth. And we have no problem. So in any event, Rav Ashi, of course, doesn't like the approach that we should change what it says in the Braita to aid him, to one aid. And therefore, he says, look, of course, we're talking about trey v'trey. But the Braita was reversed. And what it really should say is that Shnayim Omrim Re'inu Ashenit Katshak. Mishnayim Omrim Lo Re'inu Ashenit Katshak. Now, further ones, another change. The other change, and this backs the Marshal's contention, that he's not just talking about an attempt to fix things. He actually has a different girsa in this Braita. And what he inserts is the question, not of whether we know, but whether we saw. Now, that seems to change everything. I mean, if you tell me that we're arguing, let's say that we saw Lamais an act of Kedushin, maybe he was Zorak la Kedushin. Suffik Karov Lo, Suffik Karov Lo, or one set says it was Karov Lo, one set says it was Karov Lo. Okay, we're talking about a positive knowledge of a thing. I say I was there. That act of Kedusha was not a kosher act of Kedusha, and you say it was a kosher act of Kedusha. We have a klasha. The way Rav Ashi is learning it, they didn't even say that. They just said, well, we didn't see it, and thank you very much. What does we didn't see it mean? That's just, okay, so you didn't see it, so you're blind, deaf, I don't know where you're, why would you have to see it? So this, of course, introduces now a whole new element, which we're going to have to think about whether there's any significance to the fact that somebody didn't see something. But that the Gemara will talk about in a moment. So there's two changes. He's Mahapik the Braita, and he also says, instead of a positive Yedida, he says simply the negative Eilus. We didn't hear about it. So therefore, the correct here, says the Rav Ashi, is if two people say, we saw Kedusha, and two people say, well, we never saw it, Arezu lotina sevi imni se teitse. So Gemara, well, Pshita, I understand, why would she not be Yotze? What is lo re'inuas kastamin? Lo re'inua in a raya. The fact that you don't know something is simply a negative. You don't know, so thank you. We'll speak to the people who do know. Why should we think anything about what you're saying? So why is there even an inyan in such a case to say, Arezu lo tinase, actually? I mean, that is a Kiddush. In the end, that's going to be the Kiddush, according to Ramban. So, as is the Gemara Lo Tzricha, the Kiddush must be the way Rav Ashi's gears of words, is the Dairei B'chotzer Echaz. But all of these people live in one chotzer. So therefore, Ma'adetema, in Ita Dinit Katsha, Kala Ita Lamilta, if in fact there would have been Kiddush in the next door neighbor's house, so you know about it. Yeah. So, Kamash Malan, Da'avi Inchinim Katshi Betzina. There is such a thing as people who don't want to make a big fuss, whatever they're worried about, but they want to keep it quiet. So, in that case, the fact that you said, what's the Kiddush then? The Kiddush is Adarab, and even in such a case, there's still an inyan not to be no Silchat Chilun. But if she went ahead, so that's indeed a Kiddush. The Seifa is talking about also a low Re'inua, where Shnayim Omrim Re'inua Shinit Garsha, Veshnayim Omrim Lo Re'inua Shinit Garsha. Arezo Lotina Sei, the Imni Seik Lo Teitse. So despite the fact that we have two witnesses that say, we didn't see any Gerisha, and therefore they're backing the contention that she was married, but that's all. So what's the Kiddush over there? I don't know, my Kamashi was, so what's the Kiddush? Now what, I forgot the diary of a Chatzir Echa. The Kiddush is that Lori Nua, that even though they live in one Chatzir, is not considered to be our Kasha. I know how, we said that already. I mean, how long do you want to beat a dead horse over here? Fine. No, because you see, Ma'od Etema Gabi Kiddush, no de Avidi Inish, the Mekachi Vesina. You might think that when it comes to Kiddushin, so there are people that successfully, they want to keep it quiet, and they're successful at keeping it quiet. When there's a divorce, you might want to keep it quiet, but they ain't successful at keeping it quiet. So and therefore, Abagabi Gerishin, Im Ita Di Igarsha, Kala Ita Lamilta, everybody's going to be talking about anybody, anyway. So in which case, I would think that perhaps the Lori Nua Di Igarsha is strong enough to be an actual Akrasha that would be Machayev. To be Yotzeit, even if they say it, Kamashulam, that there's no such thing, Abidinish, Dimakache, Udimagarche, Bitsina. There are people who know how to keep things quiet. I haven't met any, but there are such people. Okay. The Im Mishin, he said, Boed and Lotet. Let's take a look back at the Mishnah for a moment and see it's a little bit ambiguous. Remember that we had two cases. The first case was, a woman comes along and on a Peshas or Peshaita claims that I was indeed once married, she says, but I am now a Grusha. So, okay, fine, Peshas or Peshaita. And she can go ahead and get married. If there's Aiden that she was an Eshet Ish and she says a Grusha, then she's not an Emenes. That doesn't say what the thing would be if she went ahead and got married anyway, right? Then we have the second case where a woman comes along again with Peshas or Peshaita. She says, I was captured by Shavuyim. And I wasn't raped, so I'm Tahira, and I'm allowed to marry a Kohen. So, okay, Peshasa Peshita, go marry a Kohen. If Aiden come along and they say that she was Nishbet, so then she's Asura. Now, the closing words of the Mishnah are, V'im Mishini Seid Bo Aiden Merezu Lotitze. If the witnesses show up after she already went and got married, then she's not Yotzis. Now, that could be referring to both cases in the Mishnah, referring to one case in the Mishnah. I mean, they're not really precisely the same for a number of reasons. First of all, one of them is dealing with an Isser Lav, and one of them is dealing with an Isser Mis. That's a big difference. Secondly, we'll see later on that the Gemara has a Svara that in cases of Nishbet, it's not all that clear that she became a Surah to a Kohen. In other words, even though Rashi said earlier, it's like a Nansa Adi if a woman was Nishbet, but it's still not the same as a situation where a woman was married. It was 100% asura. It's going to say over here she was now captured, so therefore she's 100% asura. You might say yes, because that anan sahadi is 100%. However, the Gemara has a svara, as we'll see later, that a woman who is captured takes steps to make herself disgusting. And therefore, she wants to turn off the shavui, and perhaps that is a good enough way to get out of being raped. Okay. If that's the case, then it's certainly a big difference between knowing absolutely that she was in a state of iser and assuming that she was in a state of iser where we have a basis of, look, perhaps she was successful, and then they didn't rape her.
Is it part of the cheskes kashrus that women will take those steps?
Yeah, you don't need a cheskes kashrus. It's like an umlin. Yes. It's just the way things are, not because of a cheskes kashrus. So, therefore, we don't really understand the Mishnah. We're not sure what the Mishnah is referring to. And now, we want to look back at the Mishnah and figure it out. So the truth is, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Oshaya matni la'areisha. Rabbi Barabi matni la'aseif. Rabbi Oshaya says that the halacha, that if she already was married, Lord Tetzeh is referring back to the case of Eshet Ish. And Rabbi Baravin says it's referring back to the case of Ishbet. Now, Madamatin La'Resha. Look, obviously, according to Rabbi Oshaya, that we're willing to be mat to someone who is definitely an Eshet Ish, Koshkena Seifa. Because, as we'll see, Bishvuya Hikilu. The Chachomim were mekel in many ways when it came to a Shvuya, to be mat, for instance, to be mat to Apiyed Echad, just as they were by Anisha, where we were told that to make Ba'Allah. Again, in situations where we're helpless, basically, to deal with these kind of problems. And believe me, in the years of the Romans and the Persians and the Crusaders and the Russians and the pogroms, it's all helpless, basically. So we need to find whatever possible halachic mechanisms we can find to be matir situations like this where people simply disappear, where people being kidnapped, and so on. And so we were mitakein, just like we were by an Isha who is going to be chas v'shalom a living almana, and they'll never be able to get married, so we're chayish that she's always going to be worried that her husband is alive, so we make this takana, she can be nisa da piyatzma, piyatecha. We did the same thing for a shvuya, because, I mean, we'll often have a woman, she's married to a kohen, wants to get married to her, she could come asura abala because they walked off with her, and so on. So if we have even one witness, so we'll be makabel that. So perhaps this is part of the din of the kula by shvuya. Okay, so if we're willing to be matir, even the eshes ish, and say if she got married, okay, then let's assume we'll rely still on the peshas or peshiter. Obviously, we're going to have some problems about the question of Rav Amnuna, the din of enisha meiza, things like that, grusha, I mean, which we'll get into later. But for sure, we're going to be making with the case of shvuya, especially since it's a lav as opposed to the chumra of the eshes ish. By the way, Rashi doesn't bring that here in our years, but there are Rishonim who quote Rashi as Rashi having said that it is a law as opposed to the Ashesi. That's even Rashi's far off, but we don't see it mentioned here. It is brought elsewhere. On the other hand, Rabbi Baravin, who says this halacha that if she went ahead and got married, that she doesn't have to get divorced from her husband, the Kohen, thank you, is only said on the Sefer, but not on the Resha. Because the Resha indeed is Eshet Ish. We don't have the Svar of Bishvuya Yikilo, and we're talking about a much more chomer issue. Now, is it possible that the Machlokas as to whether we would be willing to apply it to the Resha where she is claiming that she's a Grusha, is it possible that actually what this boils down to is a Machlokas in Rav Amnuna? Remember, we were talking about the Svar of Rav Amnuna that a woman is not Me'izah Bifnei Ba'Allah to say you are Megarish. So now perhaps that svara of Rav Amnuna, even though Rav Amnuna says beferish, bifnei ba'ala, right? So, I mean, it really, on the surface, it's not Rav Amnuna oriented, this discussion, literally. I mean, that's what it seemed to be saying. I mean, she doesn't have a chutzpah to tell her husband to his face, you're begarish. It doesn't seem to mean that in cases where the husband isn't there, that we also have some type of chazak that she wouldn't be me'iza. Okay, that's something of a problem. Tosa says that it could be that the Gemara is only willing to extend what Rav Amnuna said in the case where achar kach boed. In other words, because over here the truth is we were matir in terms of a peshas or peshit. So you now want to ask her retroactively. For that we should be saying that there's certainly some inyan of azus, even if he's not there. So if you hold of Rav Amnuna, so the question whether we can rely b'chalal on a person's hesitation to do something, that if they do it, it's an indication that they're telling us the truth, vis-a-vis this small issue of if she had already gotten married, we'll be mechayev her to get out. So for that, perhaps they're arguing Rav Amnunah. This doesn't really mean that it's a direct machlokas in the svar of Rav Amnunah and Bifanav, but it certainly involves the question of whether ha'azah is a serious basis for emunah in the cases of gerush.
Should you be afraid that he's going to come back? And
it's also included, yeah. There's certainly elements of ha'azah. I mean, people know and he's going to show up, but she's going to have to ultimately approach him and so on. The truth is, why isn't it mamish Rav Amnunah? Since in the end, now that the Edom are coming, so now she has to be Me'iza, so it would be like Me'iza Bifanav. So that the Rashba says, well, once she had the Peshitta, she already stuck her nose. Of course she stuck her neck out. She's going to stick with the story. That's not a question, for sure. We're not going to rely after she already had a basis of Peshitta. So even Rav Amnunah is not going to say, well, in that case, if she still wants to claim that she was Megureshet, no. That's not true. There, of course, she wouldn't be Ne'emenet. So the question over here is how far we're willing to take the idea of Hazrus. You missed the whole discussion of your questions yesterday. Okay, but since you already took them all into consideration, so maybe Madamatla Resha, into the Rabbi Amnunah, Madamatla safe. If you hold that there's nothing to rely on, that she shouldn't have to be Yotze in a case of an Eshadish, even though she's claiming that she was a Gusha, apparently led later Rabbi Amnunah, because in all the Rabbi Amnunah svar, that a woman wouldn't say that she's a Gusha if she isn't for a Hatra.
Okay.
And the Gemara says the obvious answer. Look, I mean, as Tosis pointed out, this is not really Rav Amnunah's case. It's an extension of Rav Amnunah. Could very well be that everybody holds Rav Amnunah's Iker Yisod. Then Ein Isha Me'iza Bifnei Ba'ala. Yeah, that's true. But the question is, Mar Sarvik Yitman Rav Amnunah only Bifanav. Alva Shalom Bifanav, there is no element of hesitation in over there Me'iza, that it's specifically the presence of the husband that is making her hesitant. Umar Savar, even Shalom Bifanav Nami, a Nami Izah, at least in terms of not being Yosef. What is it that you're looking up to over there? Is there an angel? Is there a...
Me?
Yeah, and I'm trying to resist looking around.
Okay.
And maybe a flying saucer.
You're saying there's a bit more efficient use of that lamp.
Oh, that's what I figured. That's what I figured. You know, the old trick of standing in the street.
I see things, too.
That's right. I certainly do. Look all around you. Every show is full of people, I think.
Full of people.
I see things. Omer Avu Adishmol. Avu Adishmol said, by the way, we've had this svara before, but the question of her having gotten married is not necessarily the issue. The question is the psak, isn't it? So when we say nisait, we don't mean literally that she was nisait. It's not that she was nisait mamash. If Besdin issued a psak that she can get married, then even if she hadn't gotten married, the witnesses come, she can still get married. And when it says lo teitse, yes, the Gemara, but when it says lo teitse, that means if she's already married. No. It means lo teitse mehetera harishon. Doesn't mean she doesn't have to leave her wife, her husband. It means she doesn't go out of her original heter. So there's a state of heter that the psak didn't give her that we don't revisit. That's the point. So if the Edom walk in before the psak bezdin, that's one thing. If they walk in after the psak bezdin, then that's another. Now let's examine that. And it's very interesting, and we're going to examine it even within the context of their own family of Avu Adishmuel. So, Tana Rabban, Amranish Beiti Utorani, Bishli Edim Shetorani. There's a further case over here where a woman says, with a Peshasa, she says, look, you don't know anything about it, but I was captured. But nothing happened to me. And not only that, I even have witnesses that nothing happened to me. So in that case, Enomrim Namtin Achi Yavo Eidim. Does she have a Peshasa? Yes. Did we know she was captured? No. So we're going to say, but she says there's witnesses. Let's wait to ask the witnesses. What do we have to wait to ask the witnesses? We have enough information, or Psaka right now, we can issue our Psaka. Elamatirino Tamiyat. Now, suppose he Tiruolina say, and the witnesses show up and they say, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't know anything about her being Tahir. All we know about is that she was Nishbez. So they say, Lo Yadanu. Nonetheless, Arezu Lo Tetzin. If, however, in Bo,
it is.
Because we pass it.
Exactly.
We don't change anything. But in Bo, it is Tuma. Then even if she had actually married a Kohen and she's got kids from him, if he is, she'll come a bunny, they'd say. So now there was an actual mice. So there were some kidnappers that had brought a group of girls to Narda for ransom. And Oti Vavudishmu on the Turi Bahadayu. So Avuadishmu was in charge of Narda. He set up Shomrin, chaperones, to be with these girls while the negotiations were going on, so that they shouldn't be in the hands of the...
Bring them there, create an option.
Go do something. So Shmuel said to him, what exactly are you accomplishing? The Adayidna Manatrino, and who watched them until now? I mean, all of a sudden now you're watching them, which is a very not nice thing to say, right? Because that's the question, whether they're Asuras or Matar. I mean, right now he wants to protect them. I mean, Shmuel has to say your Bedavka, saying that they're Mutarais. There are some Rishonim who say that yes. And in fact, Rabu and Shmuel, that the case was, you know what, let's wait, I'll get back to it, because there's more information we should see first. So he says, who watched them until now? So Abu and Shmuel said, Yilu benat achavya. Let's say they were their daughters. Mihavid mezalzavu kulei, that's the way you would talk about them. Who watched them until now? Sound a nice thing to say. Havid kishkagashi otzav milifnei ashalit. Since Abu and Shmuel let such words came out of his mouth. If they were your daughters, it happened that they went out and captured Shmuel's daughters. Famous stories, we have Abuah, the benat, the daughter of Shmuel, you know, the whole nice of Abuah, the Shmuel's. Yeah, he's a shalit, and he said something, and they carried it out in the Shemite. So Shmuel's daughters got captured. The Askinu La'arad Yisrael, the kidnappers brought them to Eretz Yisrael for ransom. Now, these were pretty smart girls, smart girls. So they persuaded the kidnappers, that, look, you'll definitely get more money if we are mutores, okay? So here's what to do. You guys hide. We'll run into the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll say that we were captured, but we're mutores because of Pesha Asra, Pesha Yitin. Then they'll paskin that we're mutores. Then you come in and ransom us. Okay. So,
give me
the keys to my car. Okay. So they have the kidnappers wait outside. And they go into the Beis HaMikdash, right to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was Reb Chanina's Beis HaMikdash. And they went ahead and they said, this one says, Omra Nishbeti V'Torani, and the other one says, Nishbeti V'Torani. So Rabbi Chanina was Matirna. Fine. So then, so all Otur Shivuanai, the kidnappers come in and they want their money. So Rabbi Chanina says, Oh, smarty girls. Banam de Murayan Inun. These are obviously girls that have had quite an education. And it was at that point that they figured out who they were.
Those are the Goyim's testimony have been worth, I mean, assuming that they were going to capture them.
No, it's just that they wanted them to, they didn't want them to show their faces so that they shouldn't be tested, they shouldn't be witnessed.
That would have been Adas again. It would have been if they simultaneous Adas.
Wait.
I
mean, guys, wait. No. Let's just wait. So, Omalai Reb Chinan, Bar Abba. So, Reb Chinan told Reb Shama Bar Abba at that point, who was a Kohen and who was related to Shmuel. So he said to him, "Poki tapo bekrovotecha, go take care of your relatives. Meaning, go marry one of them to show that they're both bat and mutaris." Omalai Reb Chanina. So he says to Reb Chanina, "But ayikayim ibidina sayam." There are witnesses. The Tosfos learns that this isn't a chash. Maybe there are witnesses, because otherwise it would be against the Mishnah. We could always say that. But that indeed a kol had been yotze, that Shmuel's daughters had been captured, was not a small thing, and they had heard rumors about it, and now this confirmed the rumors. If there's something, it must be that there's Adim somewhere. So he said, but so there's Adim. I mean, as soon as Adim, if I already heard the rumors. So he said to him, and he said, Ashtem Yezles to come on. Are there witnesses here? You don't have any witnesses here. Eidim b'tzad istan v'tayaser. Well, you're going to have now the Eidim in the North Pole. You're going to say, let's wait until the courts can't wait. Maybe this Eid will show up. Right now, we have a mokar to be matir, peshas or peshahitir. let's go ahead and do your thing. Marry one.
Do it.
Just do it. The Omer Ravud Ishmael Kimon Shitiru Alinasei Afapi Shalom Nisei. What's the problem? I'm sorry. Oh, so you see, okay, so the Gemara says, you see, time in all to Edom, out to Edom Mitzvah. Apparently, if there had been Edom that had showed up, it would have been awesome. And so the Gemara, so if that's the case, Amar Avodah Shmuel Kimichi Turul and Asaf Shalom, he said, didn't Avodah Shmuel say that it really wouldn't have mattered even if they had shown up? So what are you telling me now? That it's a problem only because they're not here. Even if they'd be here, it'd be the same thing.
Even after the sign.
Even if they were not even,
yeah.
Only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's after the Psar. Amar Rav Ashi, no, he meant that there were rumors of Edei Tuma. So Edei Tuma, we said, if Edei Tuma come up, then I feel Yesh Lakaba about him, then what can we do? We have witnesses, we don't have anything to rely on. Now, the obvious problem over here is that we ourselves are witness to the fact that the captors are here. I mean, there's Edom. They were just walked in. They walked into the basement.
We didn't find out.
After
they muttered. After he muttered.
So then we already took that into consideration.
The
Goyim walked in afterwards. They had them stand outside.
Did somebody give them paper teapot when they came in?
That was yesterday's assembly. Not.
Why should that affect
the because that means that the Edom are already here. First of all, what are you talking about, Edom the Tzadis? I mean, why are we discussing whether there will be Edom? We see it with our own eyes.
But the Edom came after.
So then that means we already knew that. We already took that whole thing into consideration. We're now being medayik from the way that he puts it. He was just lying.
Just because
a Goyim
coming and saying that they've stolen them in front of us doesn't mean the other Muslims have actually stolen them. They're standing in front of us. They're standing
in front of us
with
them.
And they're
saying
that they're the captains. But we don't see that they've actually taken them off
time.
We've seen them standing in front of our face in the base
of
Midrash. They're not,
and
we see that nothing's happened.
And the Rajba says that. The Rajba says that even though they walk, the Rajba here, Tesis brings only the kash of the Rajba, which is why in the world don't we say that itself is an Avis? We see that they've been captives. I mean, they walk. You know.
He passed the number already. That was the whole point, is that you waited to teach.
Good! Right. But then it means that the Gemara already dealt with the issue that we're claiming to be dealing with now, right. Because Vadiyak right. In his Lashon, I mean, that's not the point. He's already telling everybody. It means that he told his relative, look, I don't care if they're captured, and I don't care if they've walked in, we already passed it. So what's he bringing him now, new question, Jaden? So obviously the Gemara did not assume that that's the situation, right? So therefore the Rajba himself says, look, even if it's evident that they were captives, because these people come in, but we have no evidence that they were captives for any period of time in which they weren't seen. So we still have basically exactly what Jonathan just said. We still have the same chazaka as I consider it to be. So that even if the captors had walked in before the psak, mm-hmm. They could have still issued this psak. There are other rishonim who said that ein achinami. What happened is that, and it's according to me that they did walk in. Imamish did walk in. According to others, this is two different parts. Rabbi Chanina had said to him, go marry one of them before they came in. So it's all of one mikshet. He says they're eight and then they walk in. So that we have to deal with both issues simultaneously, which is a little bit far-fetched in terms of the story. The Rajah makes a lot of sense.
Marrying
going
to the anus of one of the sisters?
We'll see. We're coming up.
Question him and ask
that's the next him? The next mission. We're getting to that. As I said, there's a beautifully organized prayer. Each issue raises the next issue, and then the Gemara immediately deals with it. So that's what we've been doing now for our two plot. It's really beautiful. The very next piece now talks about that question. All right, so here we see that indeed, once having issued the heter, we're going to allow them to remain in the state of heter. Now, continues the next Mishnah with the next
Mishnah.
Shtei Nashim, Shenishbu. We have two women that were captive. Zot Amert Nishbeti Torani. The Zot Amert Nishbeti Torani. Einan Ne'emanot. Now, in this case, clearly there are witnesses. I mean, otherwise it's a direct contradiction to the previous mission.
They would be Ne'eman.
They would be Ne'eman. So there were witnesses. Why does it say Zot Amert Nishbeti Torani then? So some don't have the gears of Nishbeti because that's very confusing. It sounds like we need them to say Nishbeti. But Tosfos says a beautiful thing. Tosfos says the reason it says Nishbeti is to make it clear that they didn't know that there were witnesses. They didn't know that there were witnesses. They walk into court, and they think they're coming along and saying these things. So you might think, psychologically speaking, you may have a peshas or peshita there, but you don't. Because you need to actually come on to their edus in order to have a peshas or peshita. We know that. We already know. I'm sorry, darling. We already heard that you were nishpeh. So therefore, the fact that you say that you're Torah is not sufficient for us.
Is it understood they were taken captive in the same lot, or could it be even that they were separately taken?
We'll see. Now, this is Abba's question. One of them says, well, I can tell you for sure that she wasn't nivellet, because I was with her the whole time, and I saw they never took her off. And the other one said the same thing about the other one. So here is where we see for the first time the halacha of Bishvuya Hikilu, and we're going to accept an Eidut Isha, even where it looks very fishy that each one all of a sudden knows about the other one, and even there, we will accept an Eidut Isha about another woman that she is Tahora.
And this is also where they're dating? It's the other one?
Even though
they say that they were captured.
Obviously, if they say they're Tabeas, we can't, we're not going to believe anything.
But they don't know it. They don't know that there's a witness.
They but well, don't know that there's a witness. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's no longer an issue. Yeah. Tana Rabba. Now, the Braita now goes through all of the variations where you have two people together, each one saying something that reflects on the other. So let's say we start off with a case that these cases don't make sense on the surface, and we're going to have to go through the Braita again afterwards to try to figure out what the situation was that allows it to make sense. So just hold your questions now for a moment, and let's see the cases in the Braita. Case number one. Ani tmei'a v'chaverti Torah. So one of them says that she is tmei'a, but my dear friend over here, nothing happened to her, so she is ne'emenet. Again, she's ne'emenet, bepash, just like we said over here, that bishuyeh hikilu, and we believe a woman to talk about the other woman. Ani Torah v'chaverti tmei'a, where she says, I am Torah, and my friend is tmei'a, eina ne'emenet. Now, it's not clear on which part she's not ne'emenet, and we're going to have to look into that. In a case where she says, Ani v'chaverti tmei'a, so she's ne'emenet al atzma, because obviously she can be shavya nafshechaticha di surah, and if she wants to say that she's a surah to a kohen, so then we won't allow her to marry a kohen. But why should she be believed on chaverta? When we say mishvuya yikilu, it's that we were matir edus of an isha to be made that she's okay, not to tell us that she's not okay. Ani v'chaverti tahora, if she claims that both of them are tahora, ne'emenet al chaverta, because she's made echad, the ain't a minute al atzma. Now, what exactly was the case vis-a-vis the testimony? That is not clear over here. Let's go through the cases one by one. Omama, you said, Ani Torah v'chaverti tmei'a, eina ne'emenet. Now, what's the case? Eikudam, ida leka edim. If we don't have witnesses, why is she not believed to say Ani Torah, since we have a pesha asa? So, ida leka edim al atzma, my lo me'emna. Is this not the case of the Mishnah that says Nishbetu Torah Nikamra? That's what she's saying. So this would be a classic case of Heter, straight from the Mishnah. So clearly, the only way it would make sense is Pshita the Ikeinu. So therefore, if she's saying Ani Torah, we're not going to believe her. If she's saying Chavrati Tmei'a, we're not going to believe her vis-a-vis the Chavira, because there's nothing to do with her. Maybe that's the Pshat. She's not adding anything in terms of the Chavira. Okay. But now, look at the next case. Eme Mitziyata. Ani v'chaverti tmei'a. If she claims that both of us are tmei'a, so then it says ne'emenet al atzma. That's shavin avshachet yichadisura. Ve'ena ne'emenet al chaverta. Now that third case over here, basically. I mean, idik edim amay lo nehemna. If we have witnesses, so it says over here she's not ne'emenet al chaverta. Why exactly would she not be ne'emenet al chaverta? Should be ne'emenet al chaverta.
If the edim were saying the same thing.
Yeah. And if she didn't like edim. So now you're telling me that in this case there are no edim, and therefore she's only ne'emenet in terms of shavin apshechatichad yisura. Why should we believe her to say that her friend was nishbek? So we don't believe her. Okay, look at the last case. Eima seifa. Ani v'chaverti tohora ne'emenet al chaverta ve'ina ne'emenet al atzma. Okay. Now in this case, if there are no edim, she's coming along and saying she's Tahira. Why in the world would she not be believed even on herself? She's got a Peshas or Peshita. So my Atzma, my Lomehem, Elephshita, the Ike. And I just said, what the heck is going on with this spice? So you're telling me that the The Reisha and the Sefer talking about that there are Einim, and the Mitziyata is talking about that there are no Einim, and that we're changing the case in order to keep you guessing and to figure out what possible Kedushah could be in each case. Omer Abayim, well, I guess. What are you going to say? Reisha and Sefer, we're going to have to say that. Reisha and Sefer, there are Einim, Mitziyata like Einim, otherwise it doesn't mean anything. So each one of these cases, indeed, is coming to tell me a particular Kedush. Right? So in other words, we need to know each one of them, where they're believed, so that the Tana was willing to allow us to figure out what the case would be. Tosfos goes through the Kiddush in each one of the cases, but I think we'll wait for giving you an opportunity to review. Rif Papa Amar, Kula De'ike Edim. I say, but the case is talking about where we do have witnesses. Now here's how to explain the problems by putting in one additional piece of information. We never thought about this before. What's talking about is that Ika eight Echad Deka'apik. There is a single witness, however, whatever she says, he says the opposite. So she says, Amra Amitmea, the Chaverti Tahora. And there's witnesses that they were Yishbe. So she's coming along to say now that she is Tmea, but the friend is Tahora. So she should be believed, we're saying, Chiddush is, that even though the Eid Echad is saying, on the contrary, At Tahora, the Chavertech Tmea, she is believed against the Eid Echad. Why? Because vis-a-vis herself, why should she not be believed if she wants to say she's a surah? Isn't there? So we'll back you in saying that you're us. As far as Chavrata, the din is that we'll believe an Eid Echad to be matir a shvuya, so we do. The fact that there's another Eid, that's like Ein Divrei Echad B'Makom Shnayim, because we believe, as we had Ula's cases before, so since the Eid Echad, who's saying that she's Tahira, is the one that's believed, the one that's saying Tamea, is as if they're not here at all. So therefore, even though there's an Eid, she is believed across the board, for two different reasons. Yeah.
Isha, the Isha is the same power as an Eid?
In a case where we believe an Eid Echad.
In this case. Yeah.
Yes, in a case where we believe an Eid Echad. I mean, Gemara went through this earlier, where there's belief in Eid Echad, and there would be another, you know, where the din is Kishnayim, can I get an Ish, can I get a kosher Eid, remember the whole thing. Okay, the next case we had. Anito Rav Chavrati Tmeha. Now I, Rav Papa, say, that's talking about that the Eid Echad said the opposite. At Tmeha, not Torah, and Chavratech is Torah. Now, Ihi Kiva De'ike Eidim, Lav Kol Kamin. So in this case, where she's saying Anito Rav, she doesn't have her Peshas or Peshita. So there's nothing she can do about herself. There is, however, one witness that claims that Chavrata is Torah. We always believe one witness, so we'll ignore her testimony that says that her friend is Tmeah. We'll accept the one witness. In this case, it says Chavrati is Torah. So Chavrata, Mishtar Yapuma, the Eid, not on the basis of her. And therefore, she's not Neman specifically. We'll be Matir rather than us.
And Ika Eidim in this case is that they were captured.
Two different things. Ika Eidim, they're captured, plus it's
one guy. Yeah,
who's telling us the opposite of what she had said.
On
the issues of what happened.
Right.
Okay, the next case. Ani v'chaverti tmei'a. So then the Eid is saying, no, at v'chaverteich tohora. It's over there. She, despite the fact that we have an Eid Echa that says that she's tohora, will always accept the person who asks themselves because shevitel nafshachatech adisura. But chaverta has the basis of the Eid Echa, so she's mishtaria apume de Eid. Yeah, it says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara, but you're right, but what's the point? Yeah, you're not adding anything with this case. Exactly. We had this information already. I mean, Rav Papa, I mean, the point that you're supposed to be doing is you're not only giving us an explanation of how the Braita makes sense, you're supposed to be giving us an explanation of how the Braita makes sense and is telling us with each case a reasonable finish. So, Hatu Lamali, Ainu Reisha, was this not learnt out already from the cases that we just had? Right? We had two opening cases. So we learned from both of them. From one, we learned the din of Shavi and Avshachatik of the Surah. And we learned the halacha of, we believe in the Eid Echad that says Tahira. So you haven't added anything with this case. Well, not necessarily. Because Ma'od Tema, you know what? In this case, I would throw in an additional point. Because is it not true that if we have grounds to suspect that there's an excuse for ossering herself. We said earlier, if she says Tmeani, then she says Tahirani. Or we have the case where she says, I was Mekudeshus, and then she says, I was Mekudeshus. We said, there's such a thing as an Amat. So if Shavya Nafshecha Tichli Yisura accepts a matras, so how about if we could say that over here she's claiming, even though Ma'od HaTemerichi, Hainu Tarvayu Tahiris, maybe actually both of them are Tahiris. The only reason she said we're both Tameyas was because she was interested in messing up the life of the other one. So she figured if she would say, I'm Tahira, but the other one is Tameya, they'll never believe me. So she says, I'm Tameya in order to make her words believable, and she hopes that that way she's really messing up this other woman. Typical catty thing to do, right? That's Thomas Nafshi and Plishkin. So the question is, can that serve as an amatla? Whether there's a witness over here that's saying, look, Lamaisa, she's Tahira. So Mi'ikara, then she should be Tahira. Our only basis thing that she's Tameya is the fact that she said so. So now, but we have reasons to say that maybe she didn't really mean what she said, but she was in desperate states because, after all, she wasn't interested in marrying any Kohen, but she knew that her friends, so friends like this are
I'm friends. Going down, you're coming with me.
No.
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 You're going down. Down.
You're going down, I'm ready to go down too, just to get you back.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I'm going down.
Yeah, I'm back.
Friends like that.
Yeah, it's pretty typical friends.
It's not like that. Thomas Nafshi and Plishkin, you can know anyway.
Is that?
This is worse than Thomas Nafshi. Shimshon did not at all. Did not
no,
say
he wanted to destroy the Plishkin, so he brought himself down with it.
Right, and he would have been killed anyway. Yeah. And therefore,
you're saying they would have gotten him anyway, since it's a shvach at Thomas Nafshi and Plishkin. You're ruining the whole thing. Did it take the actual model, and you're going to undo the model? Okay, so you might think that that's sufficient. I'm marshaled on that it's not.
And they're not even related to each other. I mean, previously we had
friends. Yeah, not even related. Just friends.
That's why it's only a halavim. The bottom line, it's only a halavim. It's
just for each other.
No, but here, they're a for real halacha.
Yeah, no, right. I'm even covered.
The place where I do is, if I do something that happened, if I do something that not happened, that's right. You said something to Hora.
You say I was with this person the whole time, yes. And they were never developed. That's because I didn't see. Not that I was. If I'm saying I was there the whole time, and it didn't happen, that's not lo ra'iti. That's not lo ra'iti. That's that I did see. I saw that she was not Mekudeshet. Would have been the case over here. I saw she was not developed. Lo ra'iti just means I didn't see that she was developed. But here I'm saying I saw that she wasn't developed. Well, what are you asking? I understand if a guy is sitting next to you and says
24 hours.
That's correct. Yeah, 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
They were chained together.
What about Rabbi Arna's wife? Why isn't there enough
drugs arise?
Enough patrokas arise means nobody can protect you to say that you were supposedly being shamed on.
Not against Adas.
Yeah.
But Adas works.
Sure. Okay, so then the last case, Anivachavetita Hora. Now, according to Rav Papa, from the one witness saying the opposite, Apachavetech to Me'ak. Now, again, we're talking about there are Adas, so therefore we don't have a Peshe Hasar. So, even the Ike to Mafko Kavina. She can't say that she's Tahora, but Chaverta is Mishtaria Pumadida. Over here, she herself was Matir the Chavira, which of course seems to just be the very first case. And it's repeated. That's the Gemara, Tulami Hainu Reish to Reish. That was the first, the very opening case. No, because Ma'od HaTema Kiban the Hakam Tepasal Nafsha, in the opening case, she had said that although she is Tameya, her friend is Tahora. That looks like a pretty honest person. So over there, I say, okay, Kinegah the Eidechad will accept this testimony. But over here, she is now trying to be matir both of them. So I mean, she wants to say, no, nothing happened to us. It was fine. They were very nice people. Blah 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 blah. So it's the old Stockholm syndrome, you know. So everything was great, you know. These were the finest shavuot you've ever met, you know. Actually, it would be nice to marry one of them if they were Jewish. And so over there, you might say
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, so I will mark up the marcher and nafsha. If she's coming out to be matir herself, so she shouldn't be believed. Therefore, the final case adds the chiddush that she's ne'emenet al chaverta, even though we might have grounds to think that that's part of a plot to be matir atzman. She, not being a benat Shmuel, she doesn't really know that that's halacha. So, in the melee, you might think that that makes it suspicious. Kamash Malan, that apapikein b'shviyah yikilu laminei echad, even if we have suspicions of either gamelin, as we had earlier, or suspicions of trying to be matter herself.